Starring Elijah Wood, happiness can exist only in acceptance, George Orwell. Acceptance. Ryan's jogging.
Oh, hey!
Hey.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm running late.
Oh, go!
Yeah, okay,
go.
He finds a brown bag on his porch.
Oh, not again. Kristen, you gotta stop these secret ninja food drops. We need to talk before things get weird. Weirder.
Oh, my dear sweet lord. The natural wool fibers provide an aggressive yet forgiving exfoliation without any of the painful afterburn of some of your cheaper synthetics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's disgusting. You rub your ass on everything, and I want it to stop.
Ryan, my anal glands need to be expressed. It's my constitutional right. Freedom of expression. Ooh, Mexican today. She's mixing it up a little.
She must be worried sick about me.
You think she's doing this because she cares? This is a guilt burrito.
And they put onions in it, son of a bitch!
I do feel guilty. And Kristen was just trying to be a good sister, and I told her to get out of my life. She just wants what's best for me.
Then she should accept you as you are. Kristen's always busting balls. Does she ever try just licking them?
How am I gonna get her to stop this?
You know how Jenna stopped me from chewing on her panties? She didn't. Know why? She never caught me in the act. You gotta catch Kristen in the act.
Later, Wilfred and Ryan are in a car. Ryan's smoking a spliff.
How are we supposed to spot Kristen with all this smoke?
Use the wipers. That's better.
This is ridiculous.
Don't open that door! What's the point of having a bake out if we don't get properly baked?
Wilfred rubs himself.
Ow. What the?
Not the floor mat. I'm trying to change your behavior. I caught you in the act.
Ryan, I've been doing this for years. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Pretty good. I just come up with that. You should write that down.
No.
Ryan squirts Wilfred with a water pistol.
Ah, why? Why?
Kristen!
Kristen's fallen down the porch steps.
Oh, God. What the hell is your guitar doing on the steps?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I found your guitar in the basement. I left it on the steps.
Is it broken?
No, I think it's just out of tune.
Ryan brings Kristen a drink.
I don't take generic.
This is a switch, huh? Back when we were kids, you gave me the boo-boo medicine.
I gave you boo-boo medicine not too long ago and you abused it. Remember?
You're right. I messed up. But I'm feeling better. In fact, my life is great.
Dog sitting is not a career, Ryan. Is this how you're gonna spend the rest of your life? God, I have to work at the hospital all day tomorrow. I can't drive, and my stupid husband is off golfing in Vegas. Leo's so boring, he probably is golfing.
I'd be happy to drive you.
Thank you, Ryan. But if I am not there on time to catch the baby, I don't get paid.
Look, I know I've been a little unreliable, but come on, give me a chance to prove I've changed. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you sound very sincere.
No, I mean, I'll be right back.
Wilfred rocking out on the guitar.
You're late. If this band's gonna make it, we need to show a bit more dedication.
We have a band?
Yeah. All we've gotta do is lay down a demo, shop it around to the labels, and then start giggling. We're gonna go big time, baby. I'm talking six fingers. And it all starts tomorrow.
I can't.
Why not?
I have to help Kristen.
You're letting her get between you and the band! I can't believe this!
Calm down!
Yeah, that's what John Lennon said before he ran off and got nude with that Asian bitch!
Don't be racist.
How can I be racist? I'm incapable of seeing colour.
Wilfred, she needs me.
Oh, and I don't? You know how I feel about being left alone, Ryan?
It's just a few hours.
Oh, yeah, what am I supposed to do all by myself in a big empty house?
Jeez, so high maintenance.
What if something happens?
What could happen?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Wilfred throws his smoke in the trash, nearly starting a fire. Later, Ryan arrives at a doggy daycare centre with Wilfred.
Wow, look at this place. I think this is gonna work out great. I mean, it's pretty cool, huh? We got an outdoor area and look, a TV.
I'm begging you, Ryan. Don't leave me in here with all these losers. But look at the hair on this punce and the pug. I'm so ugly, I'm cute. No, you are ugly. Look at this genius chasing his tail around in circles. It's not going anywhere.
Wilfred's wearing a rucksack.
This is my friend Ryan.
And this must be Wilfred. Hi, Wilfred. Oh, what is he?
Good question.
Well, he's gorgeous. And something tells me he likes peanut butter.
Oh, God, it's his favorite.
He looks a little nervous.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Look, he's already made a friend.
Smoke. And I should quit, too.
This is better than being left alone at home all day, right?
Yeah, that's Ryan.
Huh? I never noticed that before, but you're right. It is too big for his body. LOL! I'll be back before lunch.
Bye, Wolfie.
Don't you guys worry. I have a gift with dogs, okay? Wilfred's gonna have a ball.
Right on time. I'm impressed. No, actually, I'm shocked.
See? It's the new Ryan. What's wrong?
When you threw my crutches in back, it vibrated right into my ankle.
Sorry.
Ryan gets into the driver's seat.
Crap. I'm out of gas.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Ryan, don't tease me. When I get stressed, my ankle hurts.
Is that why they call it a stress fracture?
Laughing hurts, too.
Hey, it's Ryan. I'm just checking in on Wilfred. How's he doing?
Oh, he's fitting right in. Man, he sure does love peanut butter.
Okay, well, I'll be there in a half an hour.
Okay, take care.
Ryan helps Kristen into the car.
How was the C-section?
Ugh, twins. One ugly baby two times. Whatever, who cares? Where do you want to have lunch?
Oh, I have to be somewhere.
I'm buying.
No, it's not that. I just have to pick up Wilfred.
That dog? That's why you don't want to have lunch with me.
No, I do.
No, no, I get it. You're still angry with me about something.
I'm not mad.
I have
just
no
promised
idea
I'd...
what. No,
just,
all I've ever
listen
tried
to me.
Do is
I'm
keep
just
you
saying.
Safe and...
Okay. Let's go to lunch.
Ryan, keep your voice down. You're embarrassing me.
At doggy daycare.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
You're late.
I'm sorry. I had lunch with my sister and she wanted to go shopping.
It's okay. Wilfred and I had a great time, didn't we, Wilfred?
Can we go now?
Bear stays here.
Of course. Wilfred, drop it. Drop it. What's wrong with you? You must be hungry.
Well, I shouldn't be. Bye, Wilfred.
Daryl's smearing peanut butter into a dog toy. Back at home, Ryan's trying on a jacket.
I never wear jackets anymore. She really wanted me to have it.
It's very fetching, Ryan. A perfect choice.
You know, Kristen's not so bad. When she ran out of things to criticize, we actually had a lot of fun.
I'm very happy for you, Ryan. I'm happy for you both.
I think she's finally starting to accept me for who I am. Wilfred! What are you doing?
I cry for help, mate.
Is this because I was late picking you up at doggy daycare?
No, Daryl didn't do anything wrong.
Who said anything about Daryl?
Better go home. Jenna will be wondering where I am.
She's working late. Let's take a walk. Hey, champ. Got something that'll make you smile.
No.
What do you mean, no? It's peanut butter.
No, no.
You love it.
No, it's not right.
Cut the crap, Wilfred. How long are you gonna stay mad at me? So I was late a couple
just
hours.
Just leave me alone.
No, stop being such a baby. It's peanut butter. Take it.
No.
Take it, you know you want it.
Wilfred licks the ice cream, but sobs as he does so.
He likes peanut butter.
Ryan.
Wilfred's gonna have a ball.
Holy shit. Wilfred? What are you doing in there?
A number two.
I know that's not true. Please, open the door.
Wilfred sipping soup.
He rubbed it all over his nutsack. then
It's okay. I just don't understand why you'd do that.
You think I wanted to? Ryan, it was peanut butter.
It's Kristen. Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you again. You really impressed me today.
Thanks. Look.
How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
My ankle, still sprained. I have to be at work at 9.
I'm sorry.
I can't help you tomorrow. I have to stay with a friend.
A friend.
Thanks for understanding. You are not going back to that daycare.
Except to get Bear.
What?
We have to save Bear.
Bear? You mean the teddy bear?
What Daryl does to Bear is even worse.
It's a stuffed animal.
Yeah, Ryan. Stuffed with pain and humiliation. And Daryl's cum and bits of foam, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. This is exactly what you accused Kristen of doing. You're using guilt to manipulate me.
What? Why would I do that?
Because you're jealous. I chose Kristen over you, and she and I are finally getting along, so you come up with this bullshit story.
Bullshit is bullshit. Daryl is a dog molesterer.
You know, I'm starting to think you're more trouble than you're worth. The head games, the endless need for attention, the way you constantly critique every shit I take. I've had enough. Kristen, hey, change of plans. Yeah, I'll see you there at 9. Great.
I should have known you wouldn't believe me. It's like you're shoving his big, hairy peanut butter ball bags in my mouth all over again.
Go home, Wilfred.
You're not my father, and I hate you. I wish I'd never been born.
So I finally saw Tom and Cindy's new place, and the verdict is not good. I mean, there's a fine line between Beverly Hills elegance and Persian overkill. It looked like they used a stadium decorator.
Ryan's thoughts turned to Wilfred's desperate cries at doggy daycare.
Ryan!
Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, great. My 10 o'clock just canceled. 45-year-old woman decides to skip her amnio. She's even dumber than her kid's gonna be. So, looks like I have a free morning. Hey, you know what we should do?
I don't want it too short, Kristen.
No, of course not. Just something that looks more professional. Not, I mean, you know, neat.
Kristen whispers short to the hairdresser. Ryan answers his phone.
Hello? Get this number.
I don't want to explain. Daryl's gone to get the peanut butter.
Look, I don't believe...
He's gone to get the peanut butter, Ryan. He's trying to trick me into doing it all again.
You've got to put a stop to this. You've got to...
Hello? Hello?
Dolly wants a haircut.
Dolly isn't real.
She's real to me.
Hey, remember Sheila Caulfield? Doesn't matter. She runs a legal aid center downtown now, and it's for poor people, so no one's gonna care if you don't try that hard. Anyway, I was thinking...
You tricked me into doing it all again. I don't want to be a lawyer, Kristen.
Well, I was just trying to help.
I don't need your help.
Well, excuse me, but I've been taking care of you my entire life. What do you want me to do now? Just stop?
Yes!
Ryan gets out of the chair.
I don't need a mother. I just need a sister who can accept me as I am. Can you do that?
I don't know.
Teach an old dog new tricks.
I'll try. But if I can't...
Then I'll just have to accept you as you are.
A pain in the ass.
I'm sorry. Wilfred needs me.
Oh, that dog again, Ryan. You... Okay, go. Go. Yeah, I'll just take a cab. Car's out front.
Ryan. Thank you.
He runs out to his car, still wearing the barber's gown. Daryl pulls a jar of peanut butter out of a filing cabinet drawer. Ryan's car gets stuck behind another vehicle.
Come on!
Another car pulls in behind Ryan, locking him in. He climbs out the car and continues on foot. Wilfred and Bear peer around a corner as Ryan races to their aid, his gown billowing like a superhero's cape. Wilfred freezes when he hears Daryl opening the jar of peanut butter. As Ryan continues to race along the street, Daryl undoes his trousers.
My nights are so long now.
Daryl dips his hand into the peanut butter with a lascivious gasp as Wilfred has a quiet word with Bear, comforting him and turning him away from what's about to happen. Wilfred turns and licks his lips as Daryl smears his nether regions with the peanut butter. He resignedly sinks to his knees just as Ryan bursts into reception.
Oh, what a surprise.
I'll bet.
I'm sorry?
Where's Wilfred?
Ryan!
Wilfred! Let's go.
Oh, Jenna signed him in, so she has to sign him out. I'll just call to confirm.
No need. Wilfred, we're leaving.
He's not your dog.
And he's not your sex toy. He's a pain in the ass, but he's my friend. If he's got a problem, I've got a problem. Let's go.
Well, okay. But you can't take Bear.
Don't even think about it!
Are you crazy?
That's one possibility. Wilfred, get Bear!
Is that a squirt gun?
Hey! Ah! I don't even know what happened back there.
You came for me. I knew you would.
What am I put up with you?
Ah, but that's the question, isn't it, mate?
Wilfred starts rubbing himself on the car seat. Ryan pulls up the floor mat and offers it to his canine friend. Wilfred uses it to rub himself and smiles with glee. At home, Ryan's playing bass with Wilfred, who's on guitar.
Cut, cut, cut. You're supposed to be playing G there.
Yeah, G. That's what I'm playing.
No, you're playing H.
There is no H.
Not in this song, there's not.
Wilfred, I did not play an H.
Bear?
Hang on. Is Bear even in this band?
Why, would that be a problem?
Well, if his only purpose is to help gang up on me, then yes. He doesn't play any instrument that I'm aware of.
Plays a pretty good skin flute.
Let Bear play bass if he's such an expert.
Bear is just giving constructive criticism. Don't take it personally.
Well, it doesn't get much more personal than I play bass like a busted vagina. I can't work like this.
Guys, Bear, drop it. Ryan!
He didn't like that, did he?
Yeah, I know. We just have to put up with him until we can find a new... Yeah, so we go down to G into the middle bit. Then it's chorus, chorus, chorus. Hi, mate.
Ryan returns.
3, 4. Down G, now, G. That's it.
Ryan and Wilfred are on the sofa.
I have you so trained.
What?
Well, all week long I've been clicking this and giving you a treat every time you sat down. Now I don't even have to give you a treat and you still sit down.
I have to hand it to you, Ryan. You humans do possess the superior intellect.
Well, I did go to Stanford Law School.
Wilfred slurps soda up through a straw as Ryan prepares a bong for him. Ryan hands it over, and Wilfred sucks on that instead. Later, they're eating pizza.
The canine ear is 4 times more sensitive than that dried apricot you call an ear. As a matter of fact, right now I'm hearing something 3 or 4 miles away. Glass breaking. Footsteps. A gun being cocked. A man screaming. Oh my God, Ryan!
What? What?
Coming from the other direction, I can hear 2 Labradors going at it.
What about the man screaming?
Shh! They're both female.
Should I call 911?
No. They're just experimenting. Don't wait up.
So that's got you all chatting. Your Brightside tweets, this show cracks me up. Crazy Mel adds, I want a man in a dog costume called Wilfred. Emma tweets, Tuesday nights wouldn't be the same without it. Joe on Facebook, Wilfred makes all my week's troubles go away. And Adam posts, Wilfred is like Christmas, just awesome. If you want to have your say, head to the BBC Three website, our Facebook page or Twitter.